Tragically, in response, she only received minor grammatical suggestions. The teacher did not reach out to us or report it to the administration. We only read her memoir months after she was gone and I had broken into her computer. We need to recognize cries for help and to reduce suicidality for our LGBTQ youth or any young person who feels marginalized. It requires a major culture shift. Our youth need to feel supported at home, at school, in the community, and also by their peers. We have made incredible progress during the last few decades, but the continued high rates of suicide, particularly among transgender youth, demonstrates we have a long way to go. Part of this culture shift is passing Addie's Act. Senate Bill 52 will send an important message that the lives of all of our kids should be valued, respected, and affirmed, no matter how they identify or who they love.